Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God. Believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God. Amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible says he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
I thank you for it all, the good, bad, the ugly, great and small, the times of victory and when I fall. I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears, the pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is the God. All that you brought me through. And everything I survive, it's all because of you.
Oh my.
I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall.
I thank you.
all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
Allow me to have you in there. Amen. Come on, let's just put our hands in.
Hey, you're breaking up bad. Just your phone.
Thank God. Amen. Didn't know music then, but amen. We just put a song. Come on. Amen. Sing our New Year.
Hey, you got a bad connection.
Hey,
Page, fix the phone. Adjust the phone, Page. Adjust the phone, Page.
Page, fix the phone.
But it's the same anointing teaches you all things and no lie. And he just has taught you to abide in him.
Amen. What she said, anointing that is to teach us all things. Amen. And it's the anointing, it's the spirit that is not in us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for the spirit in us. Amen. Hallelujah. Is that it was the Holy Ghost that your hope resurrection gives us resurrection. Spirit in us. You don't know.
I can't listen to this. God,
spirit, that's the hope in you. No light. And you, man, be the one resurrected. He put it, and this is tells if that him would in your day and had the power spirit is up and what is in him that telling amen spirit directed. That's why I take things. And him, he say, deal with they are will change. And that's if he and God, if they that we on the and so always important on the spirit that people don't pitch too much. Spirit, body, the body, spirit, amen. That's not because God was God's man. You can't spirit as you are. Don't go to spirit. I hate to die. Go, say. I know the golf. I don't want to, amen. But you put. And leave home. Thank God. You got play. You got something to play.
Yes, but for the day, which is going, we do.
Come on. Come on. Lord.
All praise. Hey, so. Check in there. We thought we'd be on your face.
in home. I ask the Lord to make the journey. Thank you. And he's a mighty God. Don't have this morning, get it.
Amen.
I beg you to get him this morning. So you do God can come. Lord have mercy on my soul.
Amen.
So I just want to thank everybody on Facebook this morning, live and online this morning. May God have blessed you all through the week and he bless you this week. And praise and glory to his name. Amen.
Amen. Come on, give him a hand, praise of a testimony. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at the you here. Amen. But he left when he left and he read me, got me. I've got man, the Lord got big. I didn't, man. Could have had, I know him, but that the Lord, the King, the one, anxious, hallelujah, never, amen, and nobody in there, and so in the beginning, and then with, so thank you, I got to thank anyone. On today, amen. Please, pray, man, for my cry. I shall to the Lord, amen. Because I'm there for you, man. He today, you just need to know of your man. That's so hard. Either. Always call, man. And call or not as what? David said. God didn't. That's the devil. The people, this, the people, what do we practice? Of God. And good. And then do nothing. No good. Man, the power in the earth he is practice the word did your mouth God turns the voice. Amen. The voice. Amen. The voice that you say let's make a online noise. Make a for the God. Give God. Thank you already. Amen. Where time we come, but God for he's well, maybe, but he's all through. Amen. Amen. Could have been something. Yep. Soft fear. Love. Pray to you was that. Be a lot of chosen to be a Satan. Yes, Satan. God and amen. Be a high. Amen. The more makes fire to be. Amen. To be able to let it change. He's just oh yeah, thank you. That's a chance to think of. This is why I fear Everyone change the change your mind. That's what you say, man. What you play, man. And you thinking more. Yeah, say, want to do that, say, huh? Yourself thinking more. Give yourself a thinking more. Say, man. Another thing. And to do what you think yourself. People don't fight your back. They can get like the major president. God, you don't want to put in that thing yourself. Amen. People that about them prove themselves. People that about them, serve them. They don't keep, man. They just want to, keep of God. Keep of God. I remember, I think of, I think I love. Me, who loves me? My mama don't love. God loves. Father don't love me. Amen. It's all of love of God. Amen. Somebody called it Brother Brown.
Amen. Praise God. Let me see everything on. Make sure everything's on. God loves you, and we got to think about how God loves you. And that's the main thing, is that God loves me. And I always keep that forefront at all times. Let that reason of the things that you do, it's because somebody loves you. Don't let the enemy tell you that nobody loves you. Man. So thank God for God's love today. Praise God. You got another one to pay? I mean, we came to praise God. And I just pray, let's praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Weary land, Jesus is the rock in the weary land. Yes, in the sun is born. Rock in the weary land, well, Jesus is the rock in the weary land. Yes, in the storm,
praise God that didn't work, amen. Can y'all hear me?
That's
can
better.
You hear me?
That's better.
I don't know why I was messing up. Praise God. Thank God, amen. That Jesus is that rock in the weary land, amen. So thank God for Jesus being the rock, amen. Now, a lot of people didn't esteem the rock. When the rock came, people didn't esteem the rock. And therefore, the rock that God set for them for their salvation, they didn't accept that rock, and they got lost. They was lost because they didn't accept the rock. Amen. Jesus is that rock. Amen. Praise God. He was a rock back there in the wilderness.
Amen. And he's our rock today. Amen.
Amen.
And when we talk about what the church is built on, the church is built on the rock. Amen. That's what it's built on, the rock. He said, if you build any other way, then when the wind and the storm come, your house will fall down. So make sure everything that you do is on the rock. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So we're going to have a word this morning. Amen. Thank everybody on Facebook. We appreciate you on Facebook. Amen. We appreciate you online. Amen. Those that come to the line, thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. But I just want to say I'm encouraged by the Lord. Amen. Amen. You got to be encouraged in the Lord. Amen. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Amen. You know, when somebody else won't encourage you, you got to encourage yourself in the Lord. And when you start thinking about the goodness of Jesus and everything that he's done for you, amen, your soul can begin to cry out, what? Hallelujah. Thank God for what? Saving you, amen. And many times when you get down, you know, a praise. Sometimes just giving the praise. Just walk around and say, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Sometimes it'll change your circumstance, amen. It'll change the way you feel, amen. In other words, praise changed the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Amen. And see, storm, when the storm comes and things, you know, what they say, the atmosphere changed when storm comes. Amen. You know, the trees tighten up, you know, things just not. If you know a storm coming, you don't see too many birds flying. They've gotten somewhere. The atmosphere changed. So if you want to change the atmosphere of your circumstance, then we have to give praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Just, you know, when the devil tell you all the things that God is not going to do, then we go out and begin to thank God for all the things he's already done. You know, somebody was talking about that at one time. They were saying that they was getting ready to turn their back on the Lord. Amen. They was getting ready to go back. And then something spoke to them and told them, well, you get ready to go back on the Lord. It said, think about all the things that he has done. Don't think about what he hasn't done so far, amen. Think about all the things that he has done. And she said she went back and started recounting all the good things God had done for her, amen. And when she realized all the good things God had done for her, amen, she changed her mind because she said, what? He's done more good for me, amen, than the bad. He's never done anything evil, but all he has done for me is good, amen. And so you have to recognize that when you're serving God, you're serving the God because he's been good. Has it been good to you, amen? Amen. He gives you breath. He gives you life, amen. Amen. He gives you the strength to walk. And then to make it so good, he's so loving of God that he even gives you strength to sing. Huh? Amen. You sin and he right there giving you breath, giving you life while you rejecting him, while you putting him down, while you talking against him, and he's giving you the breath to do it. That must be a loving God there. Amen. You know, because we know how we would be, you know. If we saw somebody doing wrong to us, you know, we would be pounding them, amen. You'd be knocking them out, amen. But God is not like that. He's such a loving God. He loves you in spite of, amen. He may not like what you do, but he still loves you, amen. And that's just like any other parent. You know, if you was a parent, you might not like what your children do, but you still have to love them, amen. You love them anyway. You tell them about their wrong, what they're doing, and we tell them the consequence. Well, you just keep on doing that. There's consequence in that, amen. You don't stop doing that, but you're going to love them anyway, amen. Huh? But then when they go through the consequence, ain't nothing that we can do. Nobody can do anything for you, amen. And so what God says is that if you keep on rejecting me, if you keep on rejecting me, amen, there's consequence to you. There's consequence to you rejecting God. And one thing we don't want to do, we don't want to reject God. And when you reject the word, you're rejecting God. Because what? In the beginning, what? Was the word. And the word, what? Was God. And the word is God. Amen. And so when you reject the word, you're rejecting God. So many a time we think that when we say, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I know what the word says, but I'm not going to do that. But realize you are rejecting God. Amen. when you turn your back on the word, you're turning your back on God. God is the word, amen. And the word is truth. In other words, when you reject the word, you're rejecting the truth of God. You're rejecting the instructions that God has sent us, amen. These are the instructions of God, and you're rejecting, when you reject the word of God, you're rejecting God's instruction, and you're rejecting God. Hallelujah. So thank God for the word today, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, Father God, I'm thankful today for all of you that is on. I'm thanking God for the word. I'm thanking God for giving me the strength. Thank God for bringing me back home safe. Amen. Bringing us back home safe over the dangerous highway and the byway. Just thank God for today. Amen. Amen. I want to thank him for today. Amen. And thank God for his word today. And may the word that come forth, Lord, may it touch someone, Lord, that they want to change and they want to serve you. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to thank all of you for tuning in. I was thinking about this weekend. We went to a funeral, amen. Hey, last weekend we went to a funeral. And when we went to the funeral last weekend, you know, we thought about, you know, our relatives dying, you know, getting killed. Got killed, amen. Got shot 10 times, amen. And then I was at the funeral. I was looking at the so-called person that he got killed over. And she was at the funeral. And someone said, they said to me, well, you know, if that had been back in the day, she wouldn't have been able to come to the funeral because the family would have beat her up, you know. Amen. But you don't do that, amen. God is the vengeance of all things, amen. We let God handle everything, amen. But the thing about it is that I was saying to myself today, people are leaving here. People are dying fast today. And before we can, well, just when we got back, I got a text, amen, that another relative had passed away. And I was worried about it while I was there, thinking about it while I was there. But, you know, they said she was in the hospital and wasn't expecting her to make it, you know. But I thought about the last time she was in. She did die, but God gave her another chance, amen. Hallelujah. And I don't know how long she walked around, had to have oxygen. They didn't know what was wrong with her. Amen. And they treating her and don't know what they're treating her for. And finally, she passed, amen. And so that's another relative. Two of them, but right behind each other, amen. I want to say that people are leaving here, amen. Hallelujah. People are leaving here. And when people are leaving here, the thing about it, we got to ask ourselves, am I ready, amen, to leave, amen? Am I ready to go? Have I done everything necessary in order to be ready to go? You know, we talk to people about being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We talk to people about, hey, you need the Holy Spirit. And then if you haven't even done those two things, you are not really ready to go. Amen. You haven't, in other words, whenever you talk about getting ready, you got to make preparation to leave here. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And it would be bad to leave here and not know Jesus. Huh? You know, it would be a horrible thing. You know, you hate to see people, you hate to see people are lost. And even those who say that they know Jesus, but they haven't done what's necessary to be prepared for Jesus, you hate to see people like that today. You hate to see people say they think that they are waiting on God, and then they haven't even done the basics thing. And what we call the basic repentance, amen, being baptized in the name of Jesus, receiving the Holy Spirit, those are just the basic things that we have to do. And how many people that are leaving here that didn't do the basic thing? How many times that we lay down at night, when we lay down at night and you think you want to wake up in the morning, how many people that died in their sleep and they wasn't ready, amen. They was putting off for tomorrow what they could do today, amen. And they kept waiting. Well, I ain't ready right now. I ain't ready right now. I got to do this. I got to do that. But you don't know when your moment or when your time to come. I'm trying to say people are leaving here, amen. And I'm saying you on the audience today, you need to start getting yourself ready to meet the Lord, amen. Because when God comes back this time, he's not coming back as that little old lamb, amen. Praise God. He's coming back as a lion, amen. He's coming back with authority, amen. He's coming back to bring destruction, amen. He's coming back, amen, to take vengeance on all them that don't know him. I would hate to be in that condition. Amen. We want to see you get saved. Amen. We want at least, we want you to at least get the foundational part of it. Amen. Praise God. One thing I'd say about foundation, once the foundation is laid, if you got a good foundation, amen, the house will go up correctly. Amen. Hallelujah. If the foundation is not correct, the whole house is messed up. Amen. You ever know when the foundation, cracked? In your house, you see a little crack here. You see a little crack over there. And just the whole house is coming apart because of the foundation. Mm-hmm. People's houses are coming apart because of they didn't lay the right foundation, amen. Church people, amen, who've been in church all their life, but they never laid the right foundation. The foundation wasn't laid correctly. Jesus Christ, amen, was not their foundation, amen, that was laid, amen. They built churches on traditional things, amen. They built churches on John the Baptist, amen. Hallelujah, praise God. They built churches on Abraham. I know in the past, in the old days, yeah, things was built upon Abraham, amen. But today it's not on Abraham, it's on Christ, amen. That was in the past, amen, the foundation of Abraham, the covenant with Abraham. We can't just be in covenant with Abraham. We got to be in covenant with Jesus now, amen, because he is our Lord and Savior. And we need to get ready. You that is online, you need to get ready, amen. You need to turn away from your sin because you don't know what tomorrow's going to hold. You don't know what it's going to be. Hallelujah. And I'm reaching out today. I want to hear those that are not saved, amen, today. It's about salvation. Now is the day of salvation, amen. It means it's today. It's at this moment, a time, amen. You need to do it while you got time, amen, because you don't know how much time you got left, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. My scripture is going to be today. I want to talk about getting ready. You need to be ready. Read. 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 1 and 2. 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 1 and 2.
In those days, when Hezekiah was sick unto death.
Well, what's the scripture, Sister Faith?
2 Kings chapter 20, verses 1 and 2.
Read out loud.
In those days when Hezekiah was sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live.
Read it.
Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech you. I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked for thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept so.
Read the next one.
And it came to pass, and Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people. Thus said the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee on the third day that thou shalt go up to the house of the Lord. And I would add to thy days 15 years. And I would deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Syria.
Assyria.
And I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, you know, when I was just thinking, Lord, bless the word. I was just thinking how that God let Hezekiah know that he was going to die. Amen. Huh?
Amen.
But sometimes God don't warn others about the same way that he warned Hezekiah. Amen.
Amen.
Some people don't know when their time is. Some people lay down at night and they don't wake up the next morning. That's just it. Amen. And everybody likes to put things off. You know how we like to put things off. We like to take time. Well, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to get saved next week. Yeah, I'm going to seek the Holy Ghost. You know, everybody procrastination, amen, procrastinating about their time, because even though God warned this man about when his time was, to let him know so he could start making preparation right then, amen. But you have to realize that being ready is not that you're going to go get ready, amen. Being ready means that I'm prepared right now.
Amen.
Because I might not have time to make preparation, amen.
Right.
You may not have time for preparation. You might think because, well, many a time we made excuses. Well, I'm young. You know how we say, I'm young and you know, I've got to have some fun right now. I don't want to just say right now because I'm too young. But do you realize that young people are leaving here?
Amen.
Hmm?
That's right.
The young people are going faster than the old people.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about the next generation, we don't know if there's going to be a next generation because the generation ahead of us are leaving here faster than we are. Dying in the street, young man, 40 years old. No, he was 38 years old. Mm-hmm. That another brother would shoot him down 10 times. That's like a dog. Mm-hmm. And he didn't have no gun or anything, you know. Shot him 10 times, amen, leaving here. And then we get to looking around. I don't know if you see how death is taking place here. And God said, well, it's time to get your house in order. It's time for you to get ready. Make preparation for the time is at hand right now, amen. He probably thought that night when he got up, he was going over to the friend's house and he's going to come back and never made it back. And I don't know. I pray God he had made preparation, because when whenever something is getting ready to happen, many times you don't have time to prepare. How many times that people always say, you know, well, look at the man that was on the cross, you know, he was hanging there with Jesus, you know, and all he said, he told Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom, amen. And many of us say, I want to do like that man did, amen. I'm going to do like that man did. But how do you know you're going to have the opportunity to do even as that man cried out his last breath, Lord, remember me, you know?
Amen.
How many times are you going to keep putting it off, amen? How long are you going to keep putting it off thinking? And I was thinking about, what, the rappers and things today, you know, dying. Every week a rapper is getting killed. I can't think of their names, amen. They're dying. They're trying to get prepared for this life, but they're not prepared. They're getting ready for the life to come, amen. They think everything is about the now. It's just not the now, but it's the hereafter, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus even said himself, what does it profit a man, a person, to gain the whole world and lose their soul? You know, they're so concerned about this life, amen, and not concerned about the life to come. It's not this life, but what about the next life?
Amen.
They're dying. They're not ready. They only got their focus on the now. But what about the hereafter? I don't know why people keep thinking that there won't be no hereafter. Some people don't believe in hell, amen. Now, I don't believe in that stuff, amen. I don't believe in that stuff. But, amen, I guess Sodom and Gomorrah didn't believe in that stuff either, but it rained down fire and brimstone on them and burned it up. And even 4,000 years later, amen, you can still go there and see that something took place there, amen. Huh? What? History. You know, we talk about history. You can go back and look at history to see that God can be an angry God, amen. He's a loving God, but also he's a God of judgment, amen. And because he's a judgment, he said, I'm going to repay you for all that you've done, amen. Whether it be what? Whether it be good or evil, amen. And so one thing about it, amen, he's going to pay off. He's going to pay you, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I got it right. Amen. And so the time now, amen, is to prepare yourself. Not keep doing the little things that we're doing, amen. Because you don't know when your time coming, amen. But what did he tell Hezekiah? What? Get your house in order, amen. Because you're going to die. Mm-hmm. And I think about all the rappers that they go out and they get all this money. I saw a guy, you know, you can tell that he's a fool, amen. I'm going to call him a fool, amen, because he's got $1 million worth of cash and playing with it, amen, and because that's his God, amen. Well, what does that Timothy 6 and 10 say, amen? First Timothy 6 and 10, huh? And we realize, you're thinking about money, but you're not thinking about your life. You're not thinking about your soul. What about your soul? Does your soul matter? Amen.
Amen.
They're concerned about everything but their soul. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You might not get the opportunity that Hezekiah had. Amen. That God would come and tell him, you better get ready, boy. You're going to die. But God is saying that to the people today, you need to get ready because you're going to die. Hmm? You know, you left home in the car and you thought you was going to go and make it back, but a lot of people left home in the cars and thought they was going to make it back, but they didn't make it back home. Hmm? Some of them was going around the corner, just going to walk, going to do a walk around the corner, and didn't make it back. This is why what? Being ready is not. Being ready is mean, I got it together now. I'm not trying to get it together. I've got to get it together now. And we get there where it don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter. I don't care. I don't care. Do you care about your soul? Do you believe there's a God?
Mm-hmm.
And if you believe there's a God, you would have to believe there's a hell also.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like to talk about it. We say, it scares me. Now, if you're saved, it don't scare you, amen. People that are ready to meet God, they're not afraid of hell, amen. Because hell wasn't made for us. Hell was made for the devils and his angels, amen. And hell is made for those who reject God. Those who don't want to serve God, those who want to do what God asked them to do. Hell was made for you. Hell was made for those who rebelled against God. And so God is saying today, get your house in order. Get it right. Get your life right. Get your mind right. Get your thoughts right. Amen. Don't wait. Don't keep on waiting. Don't keep putting it off. Six and 33 says, seek ye first what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things will be added to you. Because we don't have no righteousness of our own. Because all righteousness is filthy rags. That means we are unclean. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Huh? Your righteousness is unclean. And because you don't have any of your own, you need to go get somebody else's. And the person that we need to get what? The righteousness which is in God, amen. And not seeking out the things of the world. It's not trying to say, now God never said that you wasn't supposed to have money. If anybody tell you that, that's a lie. Amen. This is what God said about it. Read, Sister Paige.
Verse 17. 6 and 10.
Uh-huh.
For the love of money is the root of all evil.
No, he said, what?
The love of money.
It says that the love of money, amen. It, that's where it's the root. I mean, that's where it starts at. Huh? Because the people are so much after money, they're not caring about their soul. They're selling themselves out for what? For something that, for paper. That's all it is. And then they get the money, then they die. What good did the money do them? I don't know, Yotu or whatever his name. I don't know those names. You know, he was showing $1 million, had $1 million in cash. Amen. Showing it off, you know, on YouTube. Now, that shows you how dumb he is, amen. Showing his money off. And then somebody killed him. I mean, I don't know how many did it. I mean, it's about, I know it's at least about 8 or 9 that then got killed. Somebody getting killed every week. They're dying every week. They went after the money, but the money didn't do them good. How many rappers that you know that had millions of dollars, but it didn't do them good? Huh? They got it the wrong way, amen. They got it by dissing God, amen. They got it with some that was against God, amen. The music that they made, amen, always against God, amen. Always for the devil. What was they doing? They was doing it for the devil because the devil is the one that gave them the money, amen. Did the devil say, when the devil tipped Jesus in Mark chapter 1, did he tell him, all these things of the world will I give you if you bow down and worship me? Because it is mine to give. And they went after the money, but they didn't go after the something that was going to save them souls. The Lord didn't mind them having the money, but he wanted them to have him also, amen. He wanted what? We're supposed to love God more than the money, amen. And if you're going after money, you need to change your status, amen. And you need to turn your life around, and you need to repent and go after the one that will give you the money and then give you a safe landing later on, amen. Hallelujah. In other words, he can give you heaven later on, amen. Praise God. He can give you peace with it later on. You see, all them that got the money, they don't have no peace. They're fighting and gangbanging among one another. And then they say that we love one another. You know how we say Black Lives Matter. Well, why are we killing each other? And it's not that you got slapped or something. Well, he said this about me. He said that they're dying on the streets every day. Man, I look at Nipsey Russell, amen, Hustler, whatever his name was, Nipsey or whatever his name is. And when you look at him, I mean, he tried to turn good, but he started off in the gang, amen. Started off in the gang, you know, the Bloods against the Crips. And they're fighting over a color. They're not fighting over Jesus. They're fighting over color. And then even though they get the millions of dollars, they die and somebody else have a good time off of it. I'm saying people will leave here. What I'm trying to say, not just say to them, but we're saying to you, you need to get your life in order. Put your priorities. What priorities do you have? Have you prioritized God in your life? Well, I'm going to serve God first and then everything else come after, amen. Huh? I'm going to put the word first and then everything else come after, amen. I got to get my house in order, amen. I got to start, I know I'm doing wrong, then I've got to start doing right, amen. Why do you have a chance? You know what we said, we need to do it while we have a chance. That song we sang, what? I'm going to do it while I, what? Have a chance because what? I may not have a chance anymore. Amen. And everything we do, we need to do it while we have a chance. Jesus is calling. Jesus is saying, he said he's calling all of us right now. Come unto me, all you that labor and that are what? That are heavy laden, and let me give you some rest. Amen. Let me give you some peace. Amen. Let me give you some joy in your life. Let me change your life. He said, if you come to me, I give you all these things because I'm God. Whatever it is that you got, Jesus is saying, let me give you some peace with it, amen. I mean, you can have it. I mean, even though you went after the money, do you have peace with the money that you got? Why are we fighting with one another? You got a reputation. You got a good reputation. No, I won't say a good reputation, but you got a reputation among the people, amen. You got a reputation among the world, but your reputation is that you're a bad boy. Your reputation is that you put down God. Your reputation is that you put down your sisters and brothers. You talk about the big booties and I don't know what else they talk about, amen. Because I never could understand most of the rap songs. I'd be sitting there, but what is he saying? I don't know what he be saying. I've been trying to understand. I have to ask the kid, well, what did he say? My ears don't work that fast to listen to it. I mean, when I say listen to it, to comprehend what's being said. But the young kids, I believe even the little 14-month-old, I believe he would understand some of it. Hosiah. And I can't understand it, amen? But it's not giving any glory to God. Why are we listening to the stuff that don't give glory to God? Why are you listening to something and bouncing and jumping to something that putting you down? Calling you a H and calling you a B. Oh, yeah, child, I'm a B. Oh, Dad, I'm a H. Why is it? Huh? They do. Don't y'all be bumping to that? Look at that big old, look at that big old. Drop it like a hot. And all those things. And then they're putting you down in the midst of what they're singing about. And the women love to have it so. And you're listening to stuff like that. And you won't listen to the things of God because it's boring. God is boring, you know, everybody say, God is boring, you know. I don't want to listen to that because I want to listen to something that's going to make my head shake and make my body rock, amen. That's what I want to listen to. I'm trying to say you better get your house in order because you don't know when you're going to die. Even when we go sin, you know, and God is right there while you're sinning, too. You know, he's right there holding your hand, looking at you, smiling at you. Amen. While you're sinning. And then time you get through, you could fall dead. And in hell, you lift your eyes. Being rebellious. Love of money. Amen. What do? They're selling their souls for money. You know, I think about even in the movie industry, how many women had to sleep their way to the top? How many women had to sell their soul in order to get a part in the movie? How many boys had to do a homosexual act in order to get a contract? One rapper was telling it. He said, yeah, guys are giving it up. When I said, you know what I mean, giving it up. Men are giving it up to get a contract. Selling their soul for what?
Money.
For money. He's going to do a homosexual act for money. What if God came while he was doing a homosexual act? He sold his soul. You know, that means when you do that, you're selling your soul for money. You just sold your soul for money. And then you sold your soul to the devil because you can't serve two gods. It's either you're going to serve one and you're going to hate the other one, amen. You're going to love one or you're going to hate the other. There's no in between with God. When are we going to get ready? When are you going to make your mind up that I'm going to have a mind change? I'm going to serve God because I know it's God is the one that's going to save me. I know God is the one going to keep me from hell. But do I still want to continue to do the things that I'm doing, amen, and then put God in the middle of it? God is not with sin, amen. Huh? He came here so that we can get rid of sin, amen. Not so that we can continue in sin. What does the scripture say? Shall we continue in sin just so grace can abound? God forbid that you continue. He's not trying to say you all have it right, but are you striving to get it right? It's not a thing that I have it all right, but what am I striving to do it right? But at least I've got to get the foundation under me first. It don't take very much to make a decision, well, to repent and be baptized in Jesus' name. It don't take much of a decision, well, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, amen. It don't take much to do that, amen. Hmm? I know along the line we got to get rid of things because what? The Bible said we die daily, amen. We die daily to ourselves, amen. It can say, you know, even when we get saved, it's kind of like a little child. You know, when you got a little child, you know, you first you come out, you got to carry him, you got to hold him, amen. And then what? He's going to crawl, amen. And then after he crawled, he's going to walk. And when he walks, he's going to fall sometime, amen. Praise God. But the more he continues to try to walk, the better he becomes at it, amen. And so what God is saying to us, the more we walk after righteousness, the better we become in it. But if you're not striving and trying to do what's right, how are we ever going to get anything right? How are we ever going to correct ourselves, amen, or get better at it? Not do anything just for money. Money, you know, they said money else is all thing, they say, amen. The money can't give you all things, amen. Hmm? Money can't buy the love of God, amen. Come on, amen. Money can't buy you into heaven, amen. Huh? Money can't make you righteous, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Money won't love you, amen. You might love it, but money ain't going to love you, amen. Hallelujah. Money ain't going to save you, amen. And so we got to make a decision, is it going to be God or is it going to be money? Is it going to be God or is it going to be this man that I'm living with, amen? I'm shacked up with, amen. Hmm? Hmm? Am I going to get rid of it and believe God and trust God that God going to help me to make it, that God going to cause me to make it somewhere? How many believe that God will make a way for you, amen? Come on, he'll make a way in the wilderness for you. He'll cause you to be able to make it. It ain't said that you're going to be rich while you're making it, but he still say, well, I'm going to make sure you still here, amen. You can be poor and still make it into heaven, amen. Hallelujah. Money won't buy you no ticket. Money might buy you a ticket to ride on a plane, but money ain't going to buy you a ticket to be raptured into heaven.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Hmm? Hmm?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The love of people, amen. When I say the love of people, amen. You're doing it for the love of a man. You're doing it for the love of a woman, amen. Those things are not going to cause you to make it, amen. Those things might cause you to have pleasure in this life, but what about the life to come? You need to get your house in order. Start making preparation, not waiting to make preparation, but preparation needs to be now.
Amen.
What does the scripture say? Now is the day of salvation. Why did he say now? I mean at this moment of time, amen. Because you might not be like Hezekiah to have time to go pray. When God called Hezekiah, amen, and told him he was going to die, he knew what to do, amen. Mm-hmm. You know, the problem had got with Hezekiah, he got sick and everything, but Hezekiah had got into pride when he became king. He had a lot of money. He had a lot of gold, had a lot of silver in the house of the God, and he went and told his enemy, started bragging to his enemy about all of his riches. And the enemy came and stole all of his riches. And rather than using gold, they had to use brass, amen. The things of the house of God, because the enemy took everything out the house, amen. You see, when you get to brag about who you are in the world, amen, it's not who you are in the world, but it's who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. Come on, that's what I'm trying to say. Oh, those that be in Christ Jesus, what? They are a new creation. What? Old things have passed away, and behold, what? Everything has become new, but you are who you are by the grace of God, not because of what you have in this world.
Amen.
So you can't get to heaven telling people, you know, I had all this money, you know, I was a millionaire. But that's not going to get you there. What's going to cause you to make it is, do you know Jesus? Have you accepted Jesus? Have you done what is required to do in order to enter into the kingdom? Somebody trying to make another way. You know, people got too many ways now. You got Oprah way, and Tyler Perry way, and you got Jake's way. I don't know what it is. I ain't gonna talk about Jake. You got all these different ways. There's only one way. Jesus Christ is the only way into heaven. Amen. St. John 3:5 say you must be what? Born of water and the Spirit. Water and most people get born of the water. Most people get baptized, but most people don't seek after the Holy Spirit. They think because they got the water, the Spirit came with the water. I know out of the side of Jesus came blood and water, but just being baptized in water only, you're not ready because you didn't go on complete. Somebody tell me what "and" means, a conjunction? It connects things, right, amen? When St. John 3:5 says, you must be born of water and Spirit. That means this is connected to this, and this is connected to that. And if you put another "and" on there, and you must live holy. And you must live an upright life. It's not what we make ourselves, but it's who God makes us, amen? See, you can't be something that you're not unless God make you that. See, we're trying to make ourselves something rather than allowing God to do it. They need to repent. You can't be looking at, you can't be living in, you can't be living as a man and you're a woman. You can't be living as a woman and you're a man. God didn't make you that. If God didn't make you that, how are you going to make yourself something? You need to repent. You need to get your house in order. Be who God made you. See, we are who we are, amen. 1 Corinthians 15 says the same. See, you got to be who God made you. You can't make yourself anything. Hezekiah knew what to do. He knew how to repent, amen. See, getting your house in order starts with repentance, amen. Born of water and spirit. But notice what Paul, 15:49, I believe. But notice what Apostle Paul said, the reason he was who he is. 1 Corinthians.
Always abounding in the works of the Lord, as much as you know. Your labor is not in vain.
Your labor is not in vain, amen. Hallelujah. Your labor is not in vain. Well, let's go to 15:10, sister. Hey. First Corinthians 15:10. I'm talking about getting your house in order. Oh Lord, it's time to read on.
The grace of God. I am.
Notice what Paul said. The reason he was who he was?
By the grace of God.
By the grace of God. He's what?
I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain.
So he said, what God put upon me wasn't in vain. It is what God made him, amen. By grace, amen. And why are we fighting against who God made us? Are we going to sit and argue with God about who he made us and what he wants from us? Don't God, don't the one who created have the right to say what he wants out of you?
Amen.
Huh? You know, most of the time when you're buying an appliance, you have to read, you know, you have to read the instruction on how to operate it. Amen. And God is telling us from the word of God how he wants us to operate it. He wants us to operate in righteousness. But you get your righteousness from Jesus, and you're made righteous by Jesus. In other words, you're not living righteous to be righteous. Can I say that? Amen. You live righteous because what? You are righteous. But you got your righteousness from Jesus. If I'm going to get my house in order, then I've got to put on righteousness. Amen. The Bible says I got to put on the breastplate of righteousness, amen. I got to put on the helmet of salvation, amen. Hallelujah. The breastplate of faith, amen. It's letting us know. I've got to clothe myself with the righteousness that comes from the Lord, and then I have to say, I am what? By grace. You do, you know, I like to use this example, amen. You know, you are, what do you do? Can you say what a woman is now? Hey, online, you know. Amen. You know, they always say you can't say the definition of what a woman is. Are you a woman? Are you a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you just a birth person? When God makes you something, this is why we have to go to the Lord and get ourselves together. You know, amen. And get right before God, because it is God the one that's made you who you are. You see, if God made you a woman, do you have to do anything to be a woman? Hmm? So now, if you don't have to do anything to be, because God has made, amen, when God makes you something, all God asks you to do, get your house in order. Come to me and let me fix you up, amen. Come to me, let me dress you up, amen. Come to me and let me make you who I want you to make you, because what? I'm the one that molds you. I'm the one that shapes you, amen. I'm the one that directs you, amen. I tell you what it is that you need to do, and I have made you who you are. And because I've made you who you are, you don't have to do nothing to be a woman. The reason you act like a woman and do as a woman do, because what? You are a woman. Huh? Does that make sense? You are. See, when God says that you are, then you walk in that, amen. You walk upright in that, amen. You walk like a woman. You don't act like a man if you know you're a woman, amen. Praise God. You don't walk around with your boxers on, hanging down below your behind, trying to be a man, amen. You see how hard it is, people trying to be something that they're not? It's a hard job trying to be something you're not. I like to tell everybody, the hardest job that I ever had, I had a job, I had to act like I was doing something. That wasn't really too much to do. I just wanted the money and get the check, amen. But I had to act like I was busy all the time. That was the most hardest job I ever had, and I wasn't doing nothing. I was working for the Federal Highway Administration, and in the morning time, you know, you have to go get the mail and all of that. Then the rest of the day, you don't have nothing to do until, you know, some big wheel fly in. You got to go pick them up at the airport, go down and get the mail. And that's all I really had to do, you know, all day long. And that was the hardest job I ever had, trying to act like I was something that I wasn't, act like I had something to do. Amen? Huh? Whenever someone is trying to be someone else, that's the hardest job you can have. Amen? God said, just be who I made you. Amen? Hallelujah. If I made you a saint, act like a saint and be a saint and walk like a saint and dress like a saint. Amen? Hmm? And walk upright like a saint. Not walk like somebody else, because if you start acting like something that God has made you, then you're not, that means you're acting like somebody you're not. Whenever you have a saint living like an ain't, That's something wrong with it. That's mental problem, amen. Huh? That's something wrong with the thinking, isn't it? But when you're rich and you're living like you're poor, or you're rich and don't know you're rich, amen, you'll walk like a poor man, amen. And so God said, I want to change that. I want you to get your house in order. I want you to get ready because you're going to die. And if you don't die right in hell, you're going to lift your eyes. And Jesus Christ is the only one that can keep you from this. I'm trying to tell everybody, you need to get saved. All of you just been pretending you ain't baptized in Jesus' name. You don't have the Holy Ghost. Amen. You're still shacked up and think you're going to heaven. We're still fornicating. You know, those were the things that God said you wasn't going to make it in. All adulterers and fornicators, especially those, what, moral sins, amen. He said you wasn't going to make it if you're doing those things. And if you're dying that stuff, you're not ready. If you haven't repented right now, you're not ready to go. If you're still practicing sin, you're not ready to go. You know, the more you practice sin, the better you become at it, right?
Yep.
You know how when you're a cheater, you become good at it, you know. I don't ever get caught. Amen. Praise God. And then the man goes out and cheat on his wife, and then he takes him a bath before he comes home. And then when he gets home, she says, you smell it too fresh. You smell it too fresh. Amen. But he thought because he took the bath, he wasn't going to get caught. But she realized, you're too fresh. Amen.
Amen.
We don't want to be professional sinners. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We got some people are professional sinners, you know. They just go off and do what they want to do and don't think nothing about it. They want to go to heaven, though. They just go off and do it. Don't think nothing about it. It's like God don't see you. And God right there with you. Amen. Come on. Let's get our house in order. We got to get it right.
Amen.
Well, we ain't trying to put nobody down or anything. What? We're just trying to what? We just want to get it right. See, God gave grace, what, for you to get it right, not for you to stay in the condition that you're in. God didn't intend for you to stay a homosexual. He said you have to be born what? You must be born again. If you're born again, that means if you're the homosexual when you came to the Lord, you ought not to be a homosexual now, because if you're born again, if old things passed away, you won't be that now. How can you want to be, stay in that, and still claim to be something else? Amen. You go either go one, what, you're either one thing or the other. You're either a man or a woman. Amen. You can't be both of them. You can't be a sinner and a saint at the same time. Huh? You can't love God and then love something else at the same time, amen. When God said you just got to love me more, amen. Are y'all ready to go? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You say you're not. Oh Jesus, hallelujah. She said she wasn't ready. Huh? You're being honest? Amen. It's good to be honest. Amen. That's all the questions I'm asking. Well, when are we gonna give up and try God for a thing? You know, all that you've been wanting and all you've been desiring, God can give it to you. Hmm? And more than likely, the reason you don't have it is because you're not trying to get it God's way. Hmm? You could have the love of your life if you practice God's way and not try to have your own idea of how it's supposed to be. Hmm? You could have a wife. You could have a husband. Amen. And not have to go out there in the world to get it. Amen. God will send you somebody. Because when you get it, when you got a reputation of God, men will start looking for you. Hmm? They're looking for, what are they looking for? They're looking for a godly woman. Amen. Huh? They watch you. They see what you do. I'm not talking about worldly men now.
Mm-hmm.
Worldly men, we're all the worldly man is looking for to get him a lady. Mm, that's all the world of man looking for, some sex. Amen?
Mm.
And then you giving it up, showing how weak you are.
Yeah, that's three-quarters of them, that's all they're looking for. And these women are so crazy, they accepting them.
And we allow that. Let's get ready to go, amen? Let's put on righteousness, amen.
Amen.
Huh? Let's do what's right first. And God said, I'll reward you the rest of the stuff later. Get your house in order before you die. Because I ain't gonna need a million. There ain't gonna be no what they call the pennies. The captain said, well, you bring me some money. You know, that's what they said. You bring me some money, and because your soul went to purgatory, and because your soul went to purgatory, you give us some money, we'll pray them out. But that ain't going to work. After death comes judgment. There's no time to get it right. There's no time to change. It's time for you on the line. If you think you ain't going to hell, there's no hell. Well, you better go read the 15th chapter of Luke, I believe, 16th. Of Luke says that what? The rich man died and inhaled, he lifted his eyes. Amen. And you think you can still have parties. Now, I ain't said nobody can't. No, not for me now. I don't know about everybody else. I don't ever tell nobody that you can't take a drink. What I say? A. I didn't say go out and get drunk, amen. But you're going out getting drunk. And you can't even function unless you get high while you're out in the street. You know people like that? They got to get tipsy. It's because they're in a place that they know that they don't belong. I mean, when I used to go to the club, I knew I didn't belong there. And even though I wasn't saved, I still didn't belong there, amen. So I had to get what? I had to get tipsy in order to fit in. People know you're saved. People know that you know God. And you stand out. I don't care how you try to blend in with them. But she don't say stuff like that. He don't say stuff like that. I notice, girl, you don't do stuff like that. I notice. And even though you're trying to fit in and blend in, you ain't blend in because you don't even fit in. Because God didn't make you that way. Amen. Stop trying to blend in with the world. What does he say? Separate. He says, separate yourself, amen. Make a difference. Make yourself to be different. And that's how you know, that's what a light is. When you go into a dark place and you're the only one shining, everybody got their eyes on you. Amen? That's how you become the light. You be different. You can't be like everybody else and then be different. I was up in Memphis, Tennessee, and I used to ride the bus. I got on the bus, and I never told nobody, you know, I was a preacher or whatever. I never told nobody. Never said, didn't go around talking about it. But I got on the bus, and this woman kept watching me. The second week I came up, she pulled me to the side. She pulled me to the side. She said, mister, what's your name? I told her, she said, you different. I said, how am I different? She said, you a preacher or something? I said, well, do I have preacher written all over me or something? She said, no, but you don't act like the other guy. She said, she said, when you come in, when you come on the bus, you don't be trying to hit on me. She said, when you come on, you don't be trying to talk to me. All the rest of them, when they come in, they trying to hit on me. They trying to talk to me. Do you think I'm pretty? Do you think I'm pretty? I said, yeah, I think you're beautiful. Well, why you don't say nothing to me? See, I stood out. Then I began to say, well, I love God. I'm not looking for nobody. That ain't what my eyes is focused on. Amen. Amen. I stood out. I made a difference. And because what? I wasn't acting like they was acting. I wasn't doing the same thing they was doing. Amen. I wasn't trying to hit on nobody. I wasn't trying to call on nobody. I just stood out, amen. That's how you become. Even at work, the people rebel. Now, when I said rebel, that was Mr. Page. And whenever they had a problem, you know what, they can't talk to me. But I didn't go around, you know, like I'm somebody. But I was just my attitude, just the way you talk. Just the way you walk, just, you know, it makes a difference, amen. You can't be rough and then call yourself the saint. Somebody want to be saved today. Amen. I know it's time has run out. Amen. And you that on Facebook, you need to get your house in order. You need to repent today and be baptized in the name of Jesus. Because if you ain't baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, you ain't ready. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you ain't ready. Amen. If you're not living the life, amen. If you're not living the life that God wants you to live, you ain't ready. Amen. If you shacked up with somebody, you ain't ready. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If you got a boyfriend and you're sleeping with him, you ain't ready. You calling him your man? If he was your man, he'd have a ring on your finger. What did Beyonce say? Put a ring on it if you want it, JC. $4 million. $4 million. Jay-Z. Well, whatever his name. But not saying that I'm glorifying her, but the song that was being sang, she said, well, if you want it, put a ring on it, amen. She made a song saying that, didn't she? I mean, that's what the song said. If you want it and you know it, put a ring on it. And you know what? If you're not, let me put it like this. If you're not worth putting a ring on your finger to be married, amen, to him, you shouldn't think enough of him to be sleeping with him. If he can, you know, most of the time, you know what happened? I got to quit, though. But you know what happened most of the time? The guy you went with and slept with every day, he never married you. He went right off and married that other girl. He was going with her 3 months, and he married her. He was going with you 5 years and never married you because he didn't think that much of you. Because you lowered your standard to do something with him that makes yourself not look good. You thought you was looking good doing it. Don't that happen?
Yes, it does.
The one who given up everything, she's using not the choice for the man to get married to. And vice versa, amen. She went with him for so long and she didn't marry him. She didn't want him. Just keep on bringing the dollars. Keep on bringing the books, brother. Keep on paying my rent. Keep paying my light bill, amen. And then another guy came along. She married him. Why do we go through all of that? Being used. He said, well, I was getting what I want. Shame. That's what a lady told me. She said, I don't date single men. She was saying, she don't date single men. So why don't you date single men? She said, I date married men. Why do you date married men? No, other words, she's an adulteress. Why do you date married men? I just like to use them. And when I get through with them, I tell them, get out. Go on back home to your wife. And she said, I make sure he don't go home late either. About 10 o'clock, you got to go. Go home to your wife. I said, wow, you kind of cold, aren't you? She said, yes, I am. That's the way I am. I don't have to be bothered with them. Get what I want out of them, send them on their way. Don't y'all be used like that. Don't let no man keep using you like that. If he ain't going to marry you, move out. He ain't going to marry you. Shut down. Y'all know what shut down means?
Yeah.
Cut him off.
Yeah.
And then if he
keep
really wants
closed.
You.
Keep him close.
Yeah. If he really wants you, he'll come and get you. Amen. Don't go to hell. Don't lose your soul for a little pleasure just to say I got a man, just to say I got a woman. That's what most people do. Well, you know, so-and-so, she just got married. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. God bless y'all online. Look here, if you ain't saved, make sure you get baptized in Jesus' name. Make sure you repent. And I appreciate y'all watching today. If you'd like to see any type of donation, you can send it to carechurcheek@gmail.com. You can send it PayPal or Cash App. Or you can send it at Zelle at 817. Same email, send it at Zelle. And we appreciate anything you give, amen. And may God bless you whatever you give. I'm not going to tell you send $1,500 and you got a blessing with your name on it. I'm not going to tell you all that stuff. But if you put it on your heart to give, give as God has prospered you in your heart. Amen. God bless y'all on Facebook. Amen. We'll see y'all next time, next week. Amen. And may God bless and keep you. But get it right while you have a time. Tomorrow is not promised to you. Get it right today. Anybody need prayer? Y'all need prayer online. God bless y'all. Amen.
Anybody need anything? God bless y'all today. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone got a testimony, prayer report?
Oh, Tiffany Washington. Anyone got a prayer report, prayer request? Anyone got anything to say? Young people
yes,
back there.
Young I have something to say. I have something
go
to say
ahead.
Because what you preach about today is a true fact. To put God with the people today and these young people, they don't want to listen. I mean, I have people tell me these young people today, like, I wish my family never could hear what you preached about today. Because I'm telling them about what you're doing is wrong. They think it's funny. You know? And that's why these men today don't care nothing about it. If you can get in your car and drive 500 miles to see a man to live with it, you ain't no good, you know. That ain't no good. It just makes me angry, you know. But they don't want to listen. You tell them, you know, you just tell them, but some mess about them. The mom and dad don't never sit down and tell them about it. And we got some mom and dad, it's against it. But what they do, they can sneak out, wait till your mom and dad go to sleep, and sneak out and do it anyway. The people today, the devil got it made. He got it made. He ain't what he just sat back with his leg crossed with a smile on his face. You know, these people here, they ain't believing nothing you say. They don't even believe that's a hell. You know what I'm saying? They just out here doing what they want to do. That's all it's about.
Amen.
That's what the word's about today. Even if we got some grown people the same way. They don't believe in God. Mm-hmm. They don't believe in hell. You know, how can you go to church? Man, those people down there.
Come on. Don't start giving another message.
Amen. Amen. We'll just say invite somebody. Just tell them come. You know, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. Amen. I'm not ashamed of Jesus.
Amen.
Don't be ashamed of me. I'm not ashamed.
Good message today, Paige. Praise God. Good message today. We thank God for the message. That was a right on time message for the people. And just take this a game. Like Brother Brian just said, it's not a game. So we thank God for the message today. And you forgot one thing to mention, why that woman on that bus thought you was different from everybody else. It wasn't because you was a preacher. You forgot to tell them because you got the general at home scared to death of her. That's why you so different.
I know you're going to break it, so. I was scared of Becky. That's why.
You scared to death. You know better. You thought she was sitting on that bus in disguise or something. That's why you were scared.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Good word on today.
Amen. Praise anyone else? Amen. Got a testimony, prayer request? You glad you're here? You glad what God did for you? God did something for you this week, last month. Amen. Hey, well, God bless you. God bless them sell a house. Amen. Thank you.
Pray for me over the airways on Tuesday. Pray for me over the airways on Tuesday on this plane back and forth.
Amen.
Well, that's a blessing. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. Brother Ray going back to California. Amen. On Tuesday, Wednesday. and they're going to a relative funeral. Amen. I don't know, some guy that got had a heart attack. Amen. Passed away. Amen. Anyone else? Maybe let's go on, man. We're gonna get out of here today. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for listening in. Praise God. Amen. You want to take us out of here, Miss Gina? Amen. You want to pray for us?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Dear Heavenly Father, is that about here?
Amen.
You want to bow your head, close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for waking us up today and putting us in our right mind, allowing us to be today gathered together in church in your presence. And Lord, we thank you for the rest of this week that we go through. Let it be productive.
Yes.
Let it be fulfilling.
Yes.
Let it be stress-free.
Yes.
Let those be pain-free.
Yes.
Lord, answer those prayers that need to be answered.
Yes.
And we thank you and we believe in the growth for the church.
Yes.
More ministers.
Yes.
More men.
Yes.
More women.
Yes.
And additional pastors that assist.
Amen. 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 Amen, girl. Amen. Praise God. See y'all on Wednesday.
You are the last party in the conference.
So the song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, 'cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all listen. And bodies are still being raised. God, we believe, yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. you.